Hello, and welcome to the Earth Trust podcast. I'm Verity Warne, Head of Communications at the Earth Trust. Connecting with nature is not just about being outdoors, it's about how we engage with nature whilst we're there. As part of Oxfordshire's Art Weeks this year, Earth Trust is celebrating the role that art can play in our understanding and connection to the natural world by hosting a series of local artists, all of whom find inspiration in nature.
So my name's Laura and I'm the Public Programming Manager at Earth Trust. So we decided to have a gallery for Art Weeks here at Earth Trust because there are a kind of a plethora of artists who are inspired by the environment and especially our Whitnam Clumps and the area, and there's so many beautiful things they've done in response to that environment. So we've got eight artists that have chosen to come and join us. What's really lovely is we've got a variety of different art styles amongst all of those eight artists. So we've got two ceramicists who are responding to nature in very different ways. One with porcelain, Laura. She's doing these very delicate pieces that respond to leaf shapes and the colours in nature. And then Charlotte, hers are very white and clean edges. As well as ceramicists, we've got two photographers who again are responding to nature in very, very different ways. So we've got Headley, who uses a drone and he will take photographs of large landscape areas that really picking up on the light and the form and the shape of the hills and the spaces around. And then Gemma, who is also one of our volunteers here at Earth Trust, she focuses in on the animals and she will zoom right in onto the detail of the bird or the fox. And she's got such patience. She gets really beautiful pictures. She started that because she was looking at how to improve her well-being and her mental health. What's lovely is her artwork means a lot to her as well. And then we've got painters. So we've got Liz Gascoigne, who is a local artist, who's also got a gallery down in the village. And we've got Dion Freeman, who has done some really big canvases with explosions of colour, responding to the colour in nature. Caroline Butler, who has done some slightly more realistic landscape paintings with a variety of different media. And Emma Williams, who is doing, again, more mixed media, looking more at the surfaces of the different textures and stones and seaweeds and things that are in nature.
I'm Liz Gascoigne and I'm an abstract expressionist artist. I've become more and more abstract over the years, started quite realistically, doing lots of pictures of the clumps. I live in Little Whittenham, so I've been here over 35 years. And it's been a huge source of inspiration. To me, it's like the Ayers Rock. It's always changing colours and changing views, and you can go all the way around it and see it from all different angles and shapes. And I love at the moment doing aerial views from the clumps. Sort of abstract, but definitely clumpy and aerial. I discovered recently that the groups of people that used to live around the clumps were called oppidum. That was the collective name for the habitations around the clumps. I haven't done much research on that name yet, but I was so fascinated by it that I thought I had to call my latest aerial piece of the clumps oppidum. I'm always fascinated with what it is that stirs emotions, and I would love to know really what the clue to that is.
Yeah.
So it's shapes and colour for me.
Yeah.
It comes into my abstract paintings when I'm pouring, my flow paintings when I'm pouring. You know, I love shape.
So my name's Dion Freeman and I'm a visual artist. So the works that are in this exhibition are mainly paintings and drawings. I've been responding just to the Whitnam Clumps and the Dyke Hills for about the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So I've been visiting over different points of the year, different times of the day, and making visual responses.
And what is it that you're expressing is it a mood or how you're feeling in that space?
For me, it's a kind of a moment in time, but how that moment in time always changes and evolves. So you can experience the space really differently from one day to the next, depending on who you're with, your mood. So for me, it's about capturing that sort of physical presence on the surface and how others may interpret that.
I have been producing paintings for many years, and I currently am very fixated by the landscape around us, which I find so restful and elemental, and just gives a sense of peace when you sit in it. So a lot of my work is painted in situ, and whilst painting it, I find that it's almost meditative, because you are able to just sit quietly and absorb the atmosphere of the place, and hopefully some of that is reflected in my art. I don't want it to be graphic and appear to be just a static representation. I want it to try and imbue some of the atmosphere of the place, some of the light and the weather conditions, and imagine the noise of the place or lack of noise of the place. So it's to try and absorb the character of the place. Well, for me, I think anywhere where you rise up and you're at a position where you have an expansive view over the land gives you a different perspective on life. Actually, it's not to sound too deep and meaningful, but I think whenever you rise up and have a view out over an expansive area of land, it gives you a new perspective on life or any problems, and they maybe become less big. So it gives you a sense of calm, I think. And so I think being up in a high place like this and looking at the landscape is very good for the soul.
Yeah. I'm Charlotte Stores, and I'm a potter. I make functional stoneware, and it's all wheel thrown, because I'm absolutely passionate about throwing on the wheel. I just love it. And the pottery is in the corner of the garden, so it's a very peaceful place to work in, away from traffic, away from noise, and just seeing the seasons go by. So it's a very calming, very mindful thing to do in that environment.
Well, hello, I'm Emma Williams, and I'm one of the artists here at the Earth Trust, and my work is predominantly two-dimensional at the moment, and I use lots of different processes to build up my images. And my images are built up in layers. Usually I might start with a very old-fashioned photographic process called a cyanotype, so using the power of the sun to develop images, and then I'll work on top of that with different paints and effects. Or I might use one of my favorite techniques is also putting on lots of colored inks onto a background and sprinkling it with sea salt, and you get an amazing kind of crusty formulation on top of your paper, and I work into that as well.
So nature is really integrated into your creative process, as well as being inspired in terms of what it is that you're trying to express as well.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, some of the materials that I use kind of bog standard things, but you know, cyanotypes use the power of the sun, and if it's cloudy, you know, it takes a lot longer to expose them. But I use things like forage chalk that I collect on walks. I use kind of real indigo pigment. And for me, that's quite important, to include some elements in my work which kind of like really come from the landscape. I think the types of landscapes that I'm drawn to are kind of landscapes with a hidden history. So it's, again, with the layers of my paintings and drawings, there's like a layered history in the landscape. So kind of like the areas of Whittenham that have been inhabited since kind of Bronze Age, Iron Age, those kind of like really interest me. And how we can look at the landscape for visual clues, the kind of the clumps and the Castle Hill and that sort of thing. All of those images and kind of topography of the landscape suggest forms to me. But then sometimes it's like some of the archaeological finds that come out of the landscape. So one of the pieces I've got in the show is about the Whittenham sword, which is kind of pulled out of the River Thames. So the amazing pattern on that has kind of inspired a piece as well.
My name is Hedley Thorne. I'm an aerial historic landscape photographer. So I use drones to take aerial photographs of local landscape. Whittenham Clumps has a bit of an emotional gravity to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And to be able to exhibit at the very place that is one of my favourite subjects, if not my favourite subject, is a real honour. So Whitnam Clumps, I mean, I remember it as a child. I remember coming here with my parents and, looking up at the clumps, looking down at the Thames and walking around Little Whitnam Woods. I remember coming here as a teenager. I find more recently, I mean, you see up there, there's some red kites going around. And a lot of people up until recently probably looked at those and thought, I wonder what they can see. You know, what's their view of the clumps? People for years and years would have wondered what that view's like, and now you can get it quite readily. Yeah. It's amazing.
And I think what I also really love about your photography is, as well as the richness of nature, it also really shows that mark of humans on that landscape.
Oh, very much so. And in fact, the best examples of that are all along the Ridgeway.
Yeah.
So you have got the Ridgeway itself at over 5,000 years old. And, you know, it's obviously been formed over time, a bit like a line of ants eventually forms, you know. And then all the way along there at fairly equal spacing, you've got hill forts. You've got Segsbury, Uffington, Liddington, Barbary, all the way along. And again, from the ground, you wouldn't know. It's like the Dyke Hills near here. You know, from the ground, it just looks like a mound of earth.
Yeah.
But when you see it from above, you can see why it's there.
Everyone who I've been speaking to who has their artwork exhibited here has that same, has a different way of connecting, whether it's a specific pattern or shape or the movement that landscape has. It's so interesting there's so much to explore. I guess what it shows is how much there is to find in nature, whether it inspires you in terms of how it makes you feel and the way it sets you up to be creative, or whether you're trying to actually explore the forms themselves through your art. So many different ways to connect with the natural world.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really nice about the mix of artists that we've got, is we have got all of those different versions where, you know, Caroline will actually paint in the place. She's not painting her landscapes from photographs. It's the moment. So when she's out and she's capturing that moment of how she's feeling within her landscape at that moment. Whereas you've also got artists like Emma, who she's collecting things and going back, and then in her own space, she's then responding to the things that she's collected from being out in nature. We're open for 8 days. And throughout the 8 days, there'll be a variety of times when the artists will be here. So on the Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, Emma is going to be doing a workshop in our courtyard. So you'll be able to come along and kind of have a bit of an experiment with her techniques, the cyanotypes that she does. And we've also got us a coffee station going to come, so you can come and have a relax and actually enjoy our spaces as well. So
it's a lovely combination. Isn't it? Come for a walk, look at the beautiful clumps, and then come and see how those spaces have inspired others as well. Yeah. As you've been pulling together this event and thinking about the artists and how their work hangs together, is there any message that you're trying personally to get across to people, or anything you want people to take away?
I think I'd really like people to connect with how you can be creative with nature and within your environment. It'd be lovely for it to, spark somebody else's kind of imagination and creativity. And I think, you touched upon the idea of well-being earlier. You know, it's something that maybe could support somebody in the future if they're having a tricky time, that they think, I saw that artwork that was done based on somebody trying to improve their well-being in that space. I'm going to go back to that space. I want to go to that place and feel those feelings that those artists felt as well.
I'm Verity Warne, and you've been listening to the Earth to Us podcast. To find out more about how we're celebrating Art Weeks this month, visit our website, earthtrust.org.uk.